From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning, Andrew Callagher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So break down these numbers on the unemployment, because the headline number's up, it's going in the wrong direction, but I assume there's more to it than that.
There is. So look, it's we were talking about confidence yesterday, weren't we? And there's a big question of whether or not that sort of slump in business confidence feeds through into hiring, feeds through into investment, and then of course growth. So we had latest employment data yesterday, so we get a little bit of a view into that. And you're right, yeah, the unemployment rate shifted up, went to 4.5% in the June quarter from 4.4% in the March quarter. So that was marginally higher than expectation. But the thing is, Mike, the number of people employed actually rose. So we had a 0.5% increase in employment. That's running at about 3.7% for the year. So in that quarter, you actually added another 13,000 jobs, and you had a margin. So you had an uptick in the participation rate. So more people looking for work, participation rate doesn't need to move much either for it to move these numbers. So it went from 70.8% to 70.9%. So look, all in all, it was okay. What's happening on wages though? That's interesting. I mean, we're really looking forward at some stage to seeing some reaction in wage growth, because the labour market is tight. As part of this data series, we get labour cost index. On the face of it, we saw a 1.9% year-on-year increase in the labour costs index, so it looks like people are getting paid more. That was up 0.5%. But the thing is, Mike, you take out the minimum wage increase, take out the care and support pay settlement, and actually wage growth is anemic. Exactly. It's just not happening when you take those settlements out. So we're not seeing generalised pressure on wages yet. Look, the numbers are okay, Mike, but just if you look at those, where we're predicting growth to go, this might be as good as it gets.
Exactly. Now, Apple, geez, you can't argue with the result.
You cannot. So they reported after we spoke yesterday. It's been a volatile ride for the tech sector. Very much had its up and down. The Nasdaq's actually down over the last couple of weeks, even though on the face of it, earnings season looks to be going pretty well. Facebook and Twitter are the big villains there. Yeah, plenty of focus on Apple. It was strong. They beat their earnings per share expectations, 17% year-on-year increase in overall revenues, profit up 32%. They made $11.5 billion. Thing is, they sold fewer iPhones than the market thought they would. They sold 41.3. Market thought they were going to sell 42 million iPhones. But the ones they're selling for more. Everyone's loving on that iPhone X. Yeah, we're getting very close to that $1 trillion US dollar market cap. They actually lost, I was just looking at the number of smartphones moved. Huawei moved into second place. Samsung's still top of the pile there. That's the first time since 2010 that Apple haven't been in the top two.
Tell you what I've been reading this morning, Andrew, and you were ahead of the curve on this, so well done. But the headline in the Sydney Morning Herald, "The worst is still to come." Housing,
yeah.
Housing prices are slipping, and slipping badly.
That's right. We called this. I picked up on this about a week or so ago, and now the news cycle is just catching up with us, Mike. You've got to listen to News Talk ZB to be ahead of the curve. Yeah, so it is. My concern is this global trend will have an impact on local sentiment. We get CoreLogic. They look at the house price numbers out of Australia. It's not good news. We have an acceleration in the housing downturn. July across the eight capital cities in Australia, 0.6% fall. It doesn't seem much, does it? But that's just 1 month. Across all of the capital cities, 2.4% for the year. Sydney down 5.4%. Now, you might say, Mike, 5.4% is not a lot. But remember, that's the average house price. So that hides a lot of pain, because some people will be down significantly. Melbourne's turned negative. Perth is negative. New home sales are at their lowest level in 7 years. When people stop buying the houses, that's when the prices start to fall.
This is true. I've been in the housing market of late myself, and it is happening here. I can assure you.
That's exciting.
No, well, I don't know. Anyway, what are the numbers?
25,330 on the Dow. They're down 84. S&P 500, 2808. They're down 8. NASDAQ, they're actually gone up. Apple will be helping out there. Apple's up 5%, by the way, the share price. 7690 on the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100, they lost 1.25% last night. 7652. The Nikkei, they were up 0.86, 22746. Shanghai Composite got smacked a bit yesterday, down 1.8%, 28824. ASX 200, nothing going on there. 6275 down 5. We lost 0.7%. On the NZX 50 yesterday, 62.8859. On the currencies against the US, 0.6790, slightly weaker. against the Aussie 0.9175, against the Euro 0.5820, against the Pound 0.5174, against the Yen 75.80. Gold a little bit weaker, $1,219.70. Brent crude also weaker, $72.51.
Perfect. Have a good one, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and all the expertise available to you online. Simple as that, jmiwealth.co.nz. How about Volkswagen? One of the great business stories of the modern age. They rip us off, they cheat, they lie, they put stuff in their engines that tell you things that aren't true, and it's a scandal, and people are getting arrested, and they're getting stuck in jail, and they're being fined left, right, and centre, and yet profits are up 6.8%. We've never bought more VWs. Go figure, eh? There's an insight into the human condition. US workers, by the way, largest increase in wages since September 2008. This is the Labor Department. The cost of pay and benefits is up 2.8% in the 12-month period. Wages alone, 2.8% over the last year. So America is rolling. No wonder Trump is happy in Florida this morning. 22 minutes past 6 on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.